Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive and speak to Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. I sure am glad to hear you. We have reached into springtime, at least in Florida where I am, which is, guess what? 96.7 FM. This is your Voice for Veterans. And, of course, you can always reach us on theairtoday.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to this week's great show.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine.
And I hope you enjoyed that little introduction. And here we go. Today's show is going to be something special. It's going to be about military, veterans, and music. My history came back from the entertainment industry. Even when I was a little boy, I liked singing and doing shows. And then when I was in high school, I did a play. And the play was something to do with the comets. My father was military, and we all talked about space. So I'm going to salute my friends, my new friends, the people who make a difference, and Voice for Veterans wants to say, let us embrace Space Force. Space Force is a new arm of our military. And we're going to have veterans that's going to be coming from Space Force. We want to say salute to all of our Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and especially our Coast Guard. You know, we very seldom talk at length about the Coast Guard. I met a young man on the phone, and we are getting ready to add some regular information based on Coast Guard Auxiliary. They have a wonderful group in the west coast of Florida, and we've been talking with them, and we're going to be doing a lot more programming. Going to have some of them help us with conversations so that on a regular basis get information on the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Number two, and I'm going to say it out loud, go to ontheairtoday.com. You heard me say it right, ontheairtoday.com. And of course, you can get in touch with Joe Bardot, of course, at 96.7 FM. As for Mike Picard, yell it out. I'm sending over tickets this morning for everybody to help show up on our Veterans Day at the 2023 Renaissance Festival. Yes, 2023 Renaissance Festival. That is one of the activities that I have found that in our market that they go out of their way to invite our military and our veterans. So I'm going to give a special shout out to the great people, Amanda, and all of the team over at the Renaissance Festival. This year, when we show up, we're going to be doing a special, special thing that you can't get anywhere else but at the Renaissance Festival. So come check us out at our booth when it comes to the military weekend. We're going to be giving a $5 discount, and a $5 discount for those military showing your ID, as well as a veteran. Bring your DD-214 or just say something veteranized, and we'll recognize you. But it's the 2023 Renaissance Festival, Sword Master Challenge, Petting Zoo, Children's Realm, Full Contact Live Armored Joust, Food Fit for Royalty. And don't forget, you can get you one of the big old turkey legs. Henry's Happy Hour Brunch at the Joust. Boy, they got a bunch of other stuff that they're doing over here. So I want you to come on out and enjoy yourself and look for supporting veterans. We support veterans, too. Number three. And last but not least, Firestone 500 St. Petersburg is back. They're back. I just went down this morning. They got me down to get my credentials at 7 o'clock in the morning. That was too early for me, but guess what? I got up and I did it, and I'm happy that I did it, and everybody's fine. I bought them all coffee and told them y'all be glad to let all the media people in the Firestone 500. I got lucky last year, ran into a gentleman that he and I spent a lot of time together since last year. His name is Mark, and he does Metaverse. I'm still trying to catch up with the Metaverse. I don't know whether I'm still in the Matrix. I don't know. But if we're going to go from Matrix to Metaverse, let's do it. Again, as I talked about this week's show, I am going to talk about Linda Smith. She's going to be calling in, and we're going to be talking to her and saying hello. I also want to salute our good friends now. We just spent some time over there with these people, and I am going to make sure that I give them a little recognition. And that is our people over there at the VFW 49th and 18th VFW, and that's post number 10174. Salute to you guys out there. And we're going to be doing some things with them. They helped us out. And in fact, I think that everything is locked in. We're going to be doing Sunday on Memorial Weekend at that VFW 18th. And don't forget, if you get over there that close, ask for Faye. I walked up there and she was sitting there, and they really did a good job with making me feel at home and comfortable. And we're going to work on something for Memorial Weekend for that nice little VFW. I salute all of my VFWs and AMVETs and American Legions, especially in this market, because they work hard. A lot of people don't know this, but this is the area where the last war was fought out of. MacDill Air Force Base, right over there, of course, in Tampa. We're across the bridge in St. Pete, so we're going to say hello to all of our veterans who go to James E. Haley. They've been doing a good job. And, of course, Bay Pines on our side. When it comes to VA hospitals and the kind of help you get, and we know that it has been slow, you know, across the country, but we happen to be in one of the markets where our VA services are very, very, very good. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in for this portion of the show. I'm just talking about all the activities, and don't forget my guy down there, Mike Picard, and that is the Sports Connection. And, of course, you can hear it all the time. He broadcasts live out of Ferg's. Ferg's, number one sports bar in the country. I'm going to put him at the top, number one sports bar on the planet. Ferg's, he's got two of them, one in St. Pete and, of course, one over there in Tampa. Thank you for paying attention to this part of the show. I'm going to be right back, and we're going to kick it off with music. Who, what, where, how? The music. We're going to talk about the entertainment industry and veteranization, veterans, Veterans Nation, the whole bunch of it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. sick, inflicted, you stupid void. You engineer the masses, fixated the noise. I'm a cannon, ballistic, lipstick and toys. I brought you these things, you wanted destroyed. All you imagine, I created these things. They were nothing to you, just puppeted strings. Holding the madness, my madness is dreams. Visions of dust, made from nothing. You wanted it badly, I'd do anything. Choking on gravity as I fall down to the ground. And what's the
was the queen of new rock, old rock, the best sound around this town, Virginia Rose. Universal. Enjoy it. We're going to be doing a lot more on Virginia Rose with her upcoming album that was released in January, so stay tuned, and we'll be doing a lot more on Virginia Rose. We talked about the music business, and when you say music, why would I identify music with Voice for Veterans? We're getting ready to bring you some information that you may not know. And I'm going to start off with one of the greatest artists of all time. Bar none, this man made a presence in the industry. Yes, he was Air Force. Yes, he was a prolific songwriter. Yes, he was one of those artists that you can't forget. If you heard him, you knew him. And I'm going to have to give him the first shout out because I can't help it. My friend, Johnny Cash. And people say, why would you put Johnny Cash if you did all of that stuff? Cash enlisted in the Air Force on July 7, 1950. I was 1 year old. In fact, I was almost 1 year old because I was born July 8, 1949. So I'm going to highlight Johnny Cash. He was Air Force. Again, he signed up July 7, 1950. And after basic training at Lakeland Air Force Base, technical training, and of course Brooks Air Force Base, both in San Antonio, Texas, Cash was assigned the 12th Radio Squadron Mobile of the U.S. Air Force Security Service, Landenberg, West Germany. He was a, is a, will be a recognized veteran in America. So we're going to salute Johnny Cash. Somewhere along the way, we will play a snippet of the Johnny Cash memorabilia song. And let's see if we can remember our friend, Johnny Cash. Don't forget him. He was one of those that made a difference when it came to the music, and he will always make a difference. I'm going to go on a little bit further as we continue on, and let's see who I can play on for you now. You know what? Let's do one that I know very well. As I groomed myself in the business, I enjoyed all areas of music. Yes, I sang hymns in church, and I did the choir thing, and I came along and did the singing groups and all of that. But I've always liked a different brand of music. So it didn't matter whether it was country, rock, pop, R&B, rap, I enjoyed it. My favorite music of all the industries I've worked in and all the areas of music I worked in, I have to admit, has turned out to be my friends at the Caribbean Music. So I'm going to salute somebody right now that you all really probably don't remember. And if you do remember him and you're not from the Caribbean, you know how great he was. Shaggy, enlisted in the United States Marine Corps in 1988 and obtained the MOS of 80811 Field Artillery Cannon Crewman. Shaggy was one of those artists that came along from the Caribbean who really did well. Battery in the 10th Marine Regiment during the Persian Gulf War. Shaggy. If you're out there on one of the festivals, look for him. Shaggy. Rise Up Reggae. He'll pop up along with the Marleys. Shaggy. Don't forget, he is a veteran and a proud Marine. That's number two on my list of those people I am going to recognize as we move forward with all of this stuff we're doing today. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be looking for me now in many places. OnTheAirToday.com is the network. OnTheAirToday.com is the international podcast network now taking over. Go online and look up podcasts when it comes to Veteran Nation. Podcasts when it comes to all the podcasts that you can now find in a Veterans News. We are now included. Podcasts. Keith, the Boss of the Beach, coming to you live. Right now we're broadcasting, of course, from right here, 96.7 FM, and we call that Sunshine Radio. And that is the best if you're right in the Tampa Bay area. We want you to look for Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM, and enjoy it. And don't forget some of the shows that you can look out for. I want you to go online right now. Take a moment. Click it in your phone. Put it on your tablet. Put it on your phone. Put it on your computer at home and say, don't forget, when I turn on mine, on the Up and Up, Universal Positive Principle Philosophy says, right now, OnTheAirToday.com, and if you're right here in the Tampa Bay area, turn in 96.7 FM, and you will enjoy the best. Not the rest, but the best. We have the best in music. We have cultural shows. We have a jazz show. One of my favorite programs is the blues. So we have a lot of different programming on this radio station that will continue to keep you entertained and informed as you move forward on your daily growth. Again, we've already done two of our music people, so I'm going to stay right along with that genre and see if you all might want to think about this. Now, here's one that goes kind of far back, and you might not remember this one. Guess what? His name is Mr. Lloyd Price. Lloyd Price. He was Shaggy, Staggy. If you don't remember Lloyd Price, you may not remember. L-L-O-Y Price. Guess what? He was a prolific R&B blues singer back in his day. Yes, Lloyd Price. Nice man. The thing about Lloyd Price was that a lot of people don't remember, he also served. His plight was a little different, okay? And as I talk about it, you will see why. Lloyd Price, you won't believe this. He was actually inducted in when he was overseas. Lloyd Price drifted in the United States Army in 1954 and assigned to Special Services Branch, where he was in charge of music activities for the Troop of Entertainment in South Korea. After his honorable discharge in 1956, he returned to, of course, Kenner, where he created Kent Records, which produced his hit Just Because in 1957. That's Lloyd Price, of course. 1933 to 2001, and the only one of our people was basically kind of brought into this while he was already bumping around on the world market. The mighty Lloyd Price. You remember the records? Daggerly. He was a veteran that still stands in his rights. We have done, Lloyd Price took care of my boy. We are going to go into a few more. And of course, naturally, I'm going to say thank you again to Johnny Cash. Why don't I do Elvis? Let's do Elvis Presley. You know, Elvis, in his long time standing as the king of rock and roll, acknowledged the fact that he was, yes, the king of the white rock and roll. When it came to black rock and roll, it was Little Richard. They shared the responsibility of carrying this music between the two of them together, even though at that time it was considered race music. So Elvis copied Little Richard, did his music, came up with his own songs, and became the king of rock and roll. And then Little Richard, who had already come out, was the king of rock and roll. And I stood there with both of those two gentlemen face to face when I was just a valet for Little Richard. And Elvis said, "Richard, you will always be the true king of rock and roll." And Richard said, "Well, Elvis, I wouldn't be as big a king if you hadn't covered my music and let my music cross over to the market." So they share in the kingship of rock and roll. And again, I always give a shout out to my friend Elvis Presley, March 1958, 24. Guess what? That was Elvis. He was inducted 1958, and he served this great country. So those three I have in the mix for this week. We'll stick a little of their music in so you can remember, and remember that they are veterans. Their name represents military service in this country, and we want to thank them. Don't forget, I got others that I'm going to be talking about as I move on for 1961. My man, Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix, 1961. And next week, I'm going to put in some of the other sports figures, like Bobby Lashley. Guess what? Bobby went in 1999. He's a young man. He's in the WWE wrestling family. So we want to say yes. Yes, yes, to Bobby Lashley. We thank you for listening this week on this radio program. It's now called a podcast. We're podcasting across the board. I'm going to give a special shout out to my new relationship with a new company that I have been working with for over 6 months, negotiating our agreement, and that's Ozone Gold. Ozone Gold represents so much when it comes to the history of our music place. And Heavenly, the president and CEO of Ozone Gold, her and her husband, have been very nice, and they have helped out, and we're getting ready to move into a much bigger area of honoring not only our veterans, but honoring our music industry professionals. Some of them have got left behind. Some of them are still here. But guess what? It's going to be done. And now on March 11, look for me in Miami, Florida. I'll be going on down. They are premiering I Am Everything, the documentary on the artist Little Richard, which I was road manager for, and they're going to be premiering it in Miami. And check on our website, littlerichardhonorarium.com, ontheairtoday.com. Check on our website, and I guarantee you, you will see where I'm going to be standing there smiling, waving to people, trying to tell my memories of that time. And as we move forward, I want you to remember, a lot of our entertainment family is also a part of the military and the veteran family. And when it comes to the new way, we support vets too, a part of the veteran nation, American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and all of the continued VSOs who stand to support veterans worldwide all the time. It needs to be done. I cannot go any further without mentioning my new friends. A Wounded Warrior Project. I just visited their office in Tampa. If you are a wounded warrior, if you are a family member of one of our wounded warrior people, if you know someone who's got PTSD more than a regular one, because he is a wounded warrior as well, you can find them right here at Wounded Warriors. Ask for Dana when you get to the door. She is a nice lady. Vesta's there. Everybody's there. And they are now Wounded Warrior Project, 101 Highland Manor Drive, Suite 330, Tampa, Florida, 33610. You want to reach them by phone, it's 813-804-4088. 813-804-4088. The Wounded Warrior Project is now open an office in the Tampa area, right over here with McDill and right over here with Bay Pines and right over here with the rest of us that can say we support vets too. Yes, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you listening. And we give a special shout out to all of our people over there at Firestone. We're giving a shout out to everybody at the Renaissance. Look for WVETOnlineRadio.com, OnTheAirToday.com, and the rest of us in radio, TV, and they finally are teaching me, drop the word radio, because we're podcast 24/7. We're going to be able to see us when you talk to us. We're going to be able to do us when you talk to us. And don't forget, Linda, if I do not hear from you, I will make sure that you're on my radio show for the next show. But this is the young lady who has done her best to make sure that everybody remembers her. She is a special lady. Kathy R. Smith, Unleashing the Roar. I am my sister's keeper. My sister's keeper. And it's spelled K-E-E-P-E-R. Keeper. She is a wonderful lady. I met her and her husband. And she has a book out. And since this book, she's got three more. So go to Amazon. Somebody Google it. Kathy R. Smith. She writes books. She is a wonderful lady. I'm going to be doing a regular book report because books still matter, and she's done a great job. Libby Anthony, the Entertainment Book of the Year, the entertainment book all about the history of Atlanta music. And I just happen to have a picture in there, so I'm going to push that too. But please, if you paid attention to anything I've said, this is Voice for Veterans. And I always say, for veterans, with veterans, through veterans, and especially now, a voice for friends of veterans. And this day, this show is over and out with a shout. Stay tuned. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.